Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I do pray, as I've often said to you, I do pray that it's real food for our journey of life into heaven, because that's where I want to see you all. Let's take a look at the readings for the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. First reading comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 18 to 24. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a suitable partner for him." So the Lord God formed out of the ground various wild animals and various birds of the air, and he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called each of them would be its name. The man gave names to all the cattle, all the birds of the air, and all the wild animals, but none proved to be the suitable partner for the man. So the Lord God cast a deep sleep on the man, and while he was asleep, he took out one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. The Lord God then built up into a woman the rib that he had taken from a man. When he brought her to the man said, "This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of her man this one has been taken." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and two of them become one flesh. Brothers and sisters, that union of man and wife in marriage is so sacred. It's so holy. Bring him in to every part of your marriage. Ask him to help you, give you wisdom. Ask him how much you can love your husband or your wife. What can you do for each other? Whatever the case may be, but be drawn into deeper and deeper love as you draw closer and closer to Jesus Christ and to your spouse. God will grant it. And I want to encourage you, really want to encourage you. Marriage is forever. So be sure when you marry, as much as you can, that this is right. Don't just go on feelings. Feelings are there and they're good, they're there. And they need to be there in a certain way. But don't let that be the whole thing. Say, "I want to join myself to this, my spouse, husband or wife. I want to be joined together so that we can be a sign of God's family." Really, that's what you become, a sign of God's family. Yes, your circumstances are different. Yes, your needs are different. Yes, your work is different, but it's the same inner desire to worship God. I've always said a little prayer in the morning, "Lord, I offer everything to you here today." And at night, "Lord, thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve you today." What if a couple could do that? It can just be a simple prayer or something you put together. But I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, draw closer to one another that the Lord may be seen. Now we look at Psalm 128. May the Lord bless us all the days of our lives. Blessed are you who fear the Lord. Fear doesn't mean shaking. Fear means reverence. You put God first. Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways, for you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. That means reveres him, puts him first. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon you. peace be upon Israel. And the response is, may the Lord bless us all the days of our lives. Let's draw nearer and nearer to the Lord. That's what's so essential. We get so busy and everything going on before us and around us. We all have certain days in our life where it was just too busy. But most of the time we could make some decisions that would lessen the busyness at just a certain time of the day. So you have time to be with the Lord or time to be with a good friend. Just a little bit of quiet because he loves you. Whenever you come to him, he wants to help you. And then we read in the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, 9 to 11, brothers and sisters, he for a little while was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers. The Lord wants us to really reach out to people around us. Befriend them. Walk with them. I know that my dad and my mother, as busy as they were with us, they would often, not often, but with some couple times a year, three times a year, somebody would be on our doorstep asking Dad. And most of the time, Dad would just give him the wisdom that he had. And that was a great help to that person. And then he told them where they could find food. And they went. How much do you look to your neighbors who are in the streets? Brothers and sisters, how often did you look? He loves us. He wants to love us more. But he wants us to bless those around us. That's our job. And then we take a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees approach Jesus and ask, is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? They were testing him. He said to them in reply, what did Moses command you? They replied, Moses permitted the husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her. But Jesus told them, because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. Whoever divorces his wife and marries another, commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. And people were bringing children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant, and he said to them, let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you. Whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. Then he embraced them and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, so many of us can get so angry with one another. And we end up turning away from one another. We might not leave them, but we're in and out of the house as fast as we can. Do you have in your family any kind of way? I'd like to propose this to you. Whenever you have hurt your husband or your wife by your words, in some way because of restlessness or lack of sleep or whatever, you became angry, please go to that person. Say, please forgive me, will you? And then it's up to your spouse. Brothers and sisters, we need to ask forgiveness of one another. It's so much of what can affect marriages, can affect good friends, and do all kinds of things to sever relationships. We were married. We asked God to bless this marriage. Please, please come to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what this is in me, but I get mad every time she says it. And you just say to the Lord, Lord, please, will you give me grace? Please help me. I don't want to do this, but I do it. How can I change? Help me. I grant you, and if you mean that seriously and sincerely, and you say it often to God, it might be a week or two, it might be a month, but God will answer at the exact right time. Brothers and sisters, I don't mean God's going to come down and sit in front of me, but you get an idea in your head, a thought in your head, and you think, oh, God sent me that maybe. So it's certainly not my thought. I wouldn't think like that. Brothers and sisters, what we want to do is we want to pray, Lord, help me to see with your eyes and love with your heart. Can you imagine what that would do to change us, all of us? Help me to see with your eyes and love with your heart. And when you can see it at all, just go back to the Lord, stay close to him for as many days as he needs you to. He will show you. He will either give you a newspaper or some magazine that will be the exact answer you need, or in your prayer, you might be convinced that something you've been thinking about is really from God and you ask God to bless it. But God is central to this. So often what we do today is we get so angry with other people and we just walk away. And that's not what we need to do. Not for a Christian, not for us. May God lead you and guide you. Amen.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.